Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. This weight loss thing, I used to think of it as a battle. I would call it a battle, but it's not a battle. It's not a battle. The struggle, whatever word it is, the journey, the administration, the maintenance of your health. In my case, anyway, excuse me, it's the first time I'm talking today. In my case, anyway, did I say excuse me? I said, excuse me, I'm talking today. That was definitely imitating the status quo mainstream way of doing this, because you know I don't really care. I mean, I do, but I mean, I don't care, but I know that I would not want to hear that if I was listening to somebody else's. So I guess that's where the excuse me came in. But this thing I'm doing, I call it a battle. But it's not really a battle. It's really a war of many battles. And I'm sure there's different words I could use, more zen-like, more harmonious words like yin-yang or something to better depict the struggle or the ongoing confrontation. I don't know if I want to use those words, but whatever it is, I used to call it a battle, but it's really a war. And war, it sounds so brutal, but sometimes you want to get to that brutality to wage war, to get up the mojo and energy and focus and to it. Because the reason I was saying it's a quote-unquote war, because it is. It's really many battles. Some battles you win, some battles you lose. Like this weekend, I believe I won that battle for the first time in a very long time. I am happy about what I did over the weekend as far as eating and not eating, staying active, not getting too lazy. And the weight went up, but it didn't go up. I think it was my lowest Monday I've had in a very long time. And it felt good, so I felt I won that battle. Now, yesterday, last night, when I'm supposed to do well, I did okay. I think I maintained the status quo. I think I went to bed at the same weight that I did Sunday night, the night before. Monday night, I went to bed the same weight, but I got up and I got ice cream. And I knew when I got on the scale today, basically I was going to be a pound heavier. I knew it. And when I got on the scale, I said it's going to be, you know, I got on a scale last night and Sunday, 223.8. I got on it this morning, and I said it's going to be 222 because I ate that damn ice cream and potato chips. It wasn't a lot of potato chips. It wasn't a lot of potato chips, just a little bit of potato chips because I ate that potato chips, that ice cream. I made homemade ice cream. Damn good. So I ate that. And I knew it was going to be 222.8. Sure enough, it was. So actually, I went up a pound from yesterday morning. But I know that that could be an anomaly setback depending on the digestive process, if I could put it that way. And like plateauing or stabilizing quote unquote, at that weight for a little bit and then dropping down, it's a battle. And I was, it's a battle and an ongoing war. I don't like those words. And I was thinking that the hardest part, one of the most difficult parts of it, winning is, you know, when you win, you feel good. When you lose, you know it and you learn. But I was struggling with breaking even. It seemed like it's tougher for me to understand when a battle ends in a stalemate. I probably lost last night and this morning because of that ice cream. Better understand that. I know it. I called it out. But it's still hard to be, I guess, reconciled or be satisfied or be dissatisfied. Seems like it's either better to be hurt and broken or and successful than to be ambiguous about what really happened. Something like that, I was thinking. You know, I might just be over-talking it. But the thing being that I'm still on the right track. I'm up early. I'm out moving. I'm making moves. I'm doing administrative stuff, getting my chores done, maintaining work. Well, my work performance. I actually need to focus a little bit more on work. I need to focus a little bit more on work. I've been getting distracted. I've been doing a lot of stuff. If you notice, I've been putting out a lot of videos. Really excited about the technology I'm doing. I'm cleaning up storage, and doing a lot of life administration, as I like to call it. Working on the Jeffrey TV empire and the legacy that I want to leave behind. All of that. Travel plans, this, that. So my energy is good. And to finally, if I can say that, or to eventually, or to act to when I am, or if I do, when I actually do get over what I believe is my, well, addiction or my relationship that I had with nicotine and the black amounts of smoking, when I can finally put that back behind me and not have to replace that stimulation, and I can find a balance to where I'm not trying to satisfy a craving or the craving that the nicotine and the smoking did. I replaced that habit. You know, to get over that more than likely takes time. And the good thing is I'm not smoking anymore. I feel better. Definitely feel better. There's no doubt about that. I knew I was going to feel better. But I got distracted because somebody was riding by. It's not that I feel better. Of course I feel better. And I'm not sluggish anymore. I remember that feeling I used to get after getting off work and hitting that black mile, and how it would just put me in a different space, a different mindset, a different energy, a different vibration. And I started not to like that. I started not to like that a lot. Just like when I was smoking weed, I started not to like where it was taking me. For a while, I was good. You know, both things. Things are good in moderation. And I have a problem with moderation. So there may have been a phase, you could say a phase of my life, or a time period where it was cool to have, for me to have that experience, to experience life and go through life with on a different vibe. Vibrating at a different frequency, a lower kind of sluggish or different kind of frequency than, you know, vibrating high, you know, and to feel things differently, to experience things differently, to evaluate things differently, on a different vibration for like a year or two or a month or whatever period of time, like an extended meditation in ways. And now that I think, or eventually when I get back to vibrating at that higher rate, executing, clear-headed, you know, next. I don't even think I did take a nap. I can't remember if I took a nap or not this weekend. I can't remember. Usually I eat and take a nap. I don't think I did. I might have went to bed early, but I don't think I took a nap. And getting up 2 hours earlier than I have been seems to improve my energy. And I like that. And I don't really got much to say today. Just getting ready to make moves, do this, do that, put things in place, get things lined up. I like organizing, strategizing my life. Could have everything, you know, a plan laid out. Boom, boom, boom. Execute, execute, execute. And where I can just put my head down and follow a plan. Where I can, like, rest. When I just know what I got to do. I know what I got to do. I know what I want to do. I know, strategize, worked it out to a point to where I believe in it. Even though I will reevaluate it, there's no doubt. I'll definitely reevaluate it every so often. But to know that it's there, to have the experience of having done it before, so I can have confidence in the process, the execution, jumping on airplanes, going here, going there, doing that, doing this, handling that, paying this, setting that up, appointment here, appointment there. I think we need that. I think we need that. Which brings me to my critique of the whole idea of heaven. I don't think, I know for a fact the way humans are configured now, right now, the way we're configured now, maybe the combination of body and spirit, maybe when we get to heaven, we shed the body, and we're all spirit, and it's a different experience. Well, the body needs to function, the body needs to execute. The body needs ups and downs, but for the life of me, I can't understand how being in total and complete bliss with no ups or downs for an eternity is something that I want. At least in hell. At least in hell, I'll have something to fight against. The gnashing. Oh, I don't want to gnash today. Oh, God. Don't make me gnash the teeth today. You know, I'm burning up. It's hot. But in heaven, you don't even got nothing to complain about. Complain about, and I do it here. I do it here. I do even throw my bar. Obstacles. You know, I don't have any obstacles. I told my boss, like, you know, it's like there's no confrontation. It's just sometimes it can get too easy. Anyhow, that's all I got today. That's all I got. I really ain't got much more. It's Tuesday, for crying out loud. Whatever that means. Well, it means it's Tuesday. That's what that means. It means it's Tuesday. And we're going through the week. Tomorrow will be Wednesday hump day, office day, movement day. And we'll go at it. I do gotta wash them salads I be making at night. I know they too much. I know damn well they be too much. I didn't have potato chips with them though. Yesterday, I had rice cakes, but I had a lot of cheese, meat, lettuce, dressing. Technically, it is a salad, but is it? Technically, it is a salad, but is it really? A lot of cheese and dressing, three kinds of dressing, Italian, Thousand Island, and blue cheese mixed together. It's so good when I sit down and eat that. It's just so good to sit down, watch my Steeler podcast, catch up what's going on today. Yesterday I watched Tomlin's press conference. He was sweating like a pig. Look what you hiding. What you got to hide, buddy? Why are you sweating? He looked good though, had his hair cut. Sharp. Looked like he might even lost some weight. Think he got rid of that beard. He looked good. And people still calling for his job. I'm confident that he can evolve. And I do think he needs to evolve some. I think he can change and adjust. I think he has the confidence of that. And hopefully the understanding to be able to delegate some of the responsibilities. Primarily the offense to somebody else. You know, you can make calls, but change the offense. Offense needs to change. And I think Steelers are definitely on the path to do that. Free agency, quarterback move. Steelers are definitely on the path to doing that. To that major change that I've been wanting for 5, 6, 7 years now. Watching that same old wash, rinse, repeat, whatever they say. So, you know how that goes. Let's see how a text come up. My son sent something to the family chat. I didn't see what it said, but you know when certain people actually send a message, you know, more than like usually it just ain't to say, hi, how you doing? So, anyhow, feels good to be out here. Got on extra clothes, got my sauna jacket on, and a sweatsuit on top. Getting things in place. Excited about life. Ready to make moves. Blah, 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 blah. All of that stuff. Okay. My arm and elbow. Swing it on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that ever existed, any atom in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Hypothesis of all is one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.